Morning, everyone. I work for IPNI Southern and Eastern Russia program. And I like to report on results obtained under the IPNI Global MAIS project. The Global MAIS project is an international effort with objectives of creating local ecological intensification management practices, so-called EI management systems. And it's assumed that EI management increases crop production at a faster pace compared to farmer fertilizer practice. In South Russia, we compare ecological intensification with farmer fertilizer practice. A long-term field experiment was initiated 5 years ago on calcareous ordinary chernozem soil. It's a heavy textured soil with low organic matter content, with high pH, medium level of available phosphorus, and high level of exchangeable potassium. I'd like to indicate that the project is conducted under rain-fed conditions, and the total annual precipitation in the area is about 540 millimeters only. So it's a drought-affected area, and drought period and high temperature period occurred in July, often occurred in July, may affect maize pollination. So there are two experimental areas allowing to grow two crops per year. And now I'd like to share our results. First of all, I'd like to indicate that the highest yield of maize was obtained due to EI management system, including balanced application of NPK, starter application of phosphorus and potassium, splitting of the nitrogen rate, and the seed zinc treatment. However, there was no any considerable response to additional nitrogen application under both management systems, both EI and farmer practice. It's assumed that high nitrate level in the soil is responsible for such results, because actually we had very high content of soil nitrate N. Speaking about soybean, again, the highest production was achieved due to ecological intensification, EI system, including, again, balanced application of nutrients, including of potassium fertilizer, molybdenum seed treatment, and inoculation during the first season. There was no any significant response to additional nitrogen in soybean in terms of yield. However, nitrogen concentration in seeds increased considerably. And now conclusions and recommendations. A local EI management system contributed to 9 and 25% more grain production for maize and soybean, respectively, compared to current farmers' practice. Maize responded only slightly to added nitrogen. The average yield increase was 6% under both systems. Thus, the right rate of nitrogen need to be adjusted for the area, and we have initiated such experiments. The yield response of soybean to additional nitrogen ranged from 6 to 7% and was not significant during all the seasons. However, there was a positive effect on protein content in soybean seeds. That's all. Thank you very much for your attention.